Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Pelicans win everything. At the end of the day, they win it all. That's all there is to it. And then they're saying, like, the losers are the Cavs, Suns, and Bulls, and that the Knicks are losers. They're saying the Knicks are losers because they didn't get him. And the dreams of him playing at MSG is done. And they went 17-65. And there you go. They've got nothing.
Well, this
they got nothing to show for it. I don't agree with you with all this. Oh, it's great news. They still are
great.
I don't believe it.
Because
I think
news.
The kid's average. I think he's average. He's no different than Kevin Knox to me. And people can say whatever they want about how. Because remember, they were drooling over this guy. Do you remember they were drooling over him after Summer League? It got even worse. And then when he played in this regular season, he sucked. He's average. That's what this kid is. He's a good shooter. That's it at Duke. He's another one of these Dukey pansies that don't pan out. He's not some tough, rugged dude that can be a badass. He's not. I don't believe he's a. For me, I don't believe he's a franchise changer. At all.
Well, then trade the pick.
That's what I say. They need to go get Durant and Kyrie Irving then and make it happen. And Anthony Davis. Make that happen because this isn't reality.
Yeah, but you're not going to get Anthony Davis. Now that Lakers moved up enough to that they're right behind you, they're going to take that four pick and half that team and turn it into Anthony Davis. Now they got a good pick because before you didn't know where it was going to be. Could have been, you know.
So now they get the one and the four.
Yeah. They're going to get one and four probably. Unless they do, you know, some kind of trade with the Celtics, or the Celtics give them,
like,
Tatum.
You don't think there's any Carver High validity to what I'm saying? That, like, this other guy, like, I think he's a good player, like, at Duke.
I think he's a lot better than Kevin Knox. I mean, Kevin Knox was what? What did the Knicks get him last year? Eighth, ninth? Where did they take him in the draft last year?
You can't even deny that they were drooling over this guy.
You're rolling the dice over all these guys anyway. Even Zion. You're rolling the dice. Nobody is a slam dunk.
They're not rolling the dice on Zion Williamson.
Listen, he's the number one pick. We know that, but he's
not. They're saying he's generational. Like, he's literally, like, the most magnificent player to come into the NBA in a long time. That's it. Since LeBron. Who's better than him? Michael Jordan, LeBron, who is better than this guy? The last guy, in my opinion, am I wrong, is Patrick Ewing in 85 when they got him. That's what this is. He's such a stud. He's such a game changer. He blocks shots, dunks, dominates. He's incredible. He's smart. He's humble. He's everything. He's a dream pick. You can't deny he's a great player. No one can deny that.
I didn't say he wasn't a great player. Saying he still has to go there and do it.
But you said they're rolling the dice with him?
Everybody you take is rolling the dice. Even especially number one overall. Everybody you take is rolling the dice.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. There's no way that guy is not a great player. We already know he's a great player. He dominated college basketball. Dominated. It was a man against boys. Mafia. Are you serious?
He was a badass, absolutely.
You don't think that guy's going to be a stud in the NBA?
I think it's a great shot, too. We got to see what his skills develop into from here on out because he's one of those guys that was incredible in college because he could just dominate you physically. There's nothing you could do to stop him. Guy's going to be bigger than the NBA, so now he just needs to take that next level. I think he will. I think he's going to be a badass. It sucks that they didn't get him, but nothing that Whining's going to do about it. You got to move on right now.
Have you ever seen an NBA draft lottery this anticipated in the last 20 years?
I have not.
There you go.
And you know
so
what?
You think they're doing that because they're just having a good night? Or?
Well, I think part of that, too, is also, A, obviously because of him, because how incredible people think he's going to be, but also because of the fact that they changed the odds so much, they changed the system so much that all these teams were in play. As we saw so many teams move up that, you know, Cleveland and Phoenix dropped back like three or four picks past where they should have been record-wise. I mean, the NBA sure as hell proved tonight that you better not tank because it's not worth it because those teams didn't get what they really wanted, dropping back to like fifth and sixth.
Changing the odds was a big thing here. I don't forget if it was last year or this year was the first year they did it, where they flattened out that top three and they all had the same odds to get the top pick. I mean, I guess if you want to
none of them got
complain
it.
Complain about that. No, none of them got it. So the Knicks were the only one that stayed in the top four.
The Lakers had a 2% chance, and they got the fourth pick, for right. Christ's sakes.
All three of them had you know, lower odds. They all came. What was New Orleans supposed to be, seventh or eighth, and they moved up to one? So everybody jumped here a big amount except the Knicks. Knicks slid down technically, too.
There is absolutely no advantage whatsoever, zero, in the NBA of tanking. There's no advantage.
And they wanted to change that, and they have succeeded.
Well, congratulations.
They've succeeded.
What they've done is, I don't think so because of the draft. I think so because teams still do it, right? They're still tanking, and you know what the result is? They're being punished for it. Bottom line, at the end of the day, they tank, and they didn't get anything out of it. If you're going to tank, you got to at least get something out of it, right? And if you're going to go tank and lose every game and then you still get shafted, then I guess you should just suck forever. Just be terrible forever. I mean, you know what they need to do is, I think they need to give the Lakers more. What they should do is give the L.A. Lakers as much as possible. In fact, give them Anthony Davis and give them, I don't know. You know what I think would be ideal is if Wilt Chamberlain was recreated after like a stem cell operation. Maybe they could have him come back from the dead or something. His career's over, right? Start him over again. Have him play there. Magic Johnson, get him to play there again. James Worthy, get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to play there again. And maybe bring, you know, let Magic coach him and run the franchise and Genie go away. And then give the Lakers a few more top five picks.
Yeah, that's the thing that frustrates me.
How did they get the number four?
That's the thing I think needs to be worked into the system, too, with this, is that they do all these percentages, but it should be like, if you've been in the top five, like, three of the last 5 years,
shouldn't even be allowed.
You're just booted out and have no chance, because you got a team like the Lakers who had, what, 3 of the 4 years, they had number two pick, still suck. You had Phoenix, who was number one last year, still sucked. You know, if you've been in the top three, you're not allowed back for at least 5 years.
Let me just get this guy, and then we'll get an update. Brad in Cleveland, go ahead.
Hey, Pharrell, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm miserable.
Oh, I'm worse than you because, we suffered through a long winter here in Cleveland, tanking, losing games, losing LeBron, and now the Lakers are sitting higher than we are in this draft.
Listen, how many times did that little runt get the number one pick in Cleveland? How many times?
Probably 4 times.
Okay, thanks. You've had enough fun. Stay out of it.
Since 2003,
I don't even want to hear it.
Since 2003.
Are you kidding me? This guy crying about his team? Are you kidding me?
The Cavs have had first overall 4 times.
Just 4 times you've had the number one pick. 4 times. And you want more? Shut up.
2 worked and 2 didn't.
Shut up. Go root for your Browns. You know, they're going to win the Super Bowl, right? What did OBJ say? 5 Super Bowls? They're going to win at least 5? Go have a sandwich.
Not only does LeBron leapfrog them, but David Griffin, who they got rid of, is now number one.
Oh, God. It's like the worst nightmare ever. It is Cleveland that this guy got the number one. Same guy. Same guy got another number one. I mean, they're going to get it. Are the Pelicans going to get the number one pick every year now for the rest of the – how about the rest of the century? Pelicans get the number one pick. Can you believe that another guy – so Davis went there, right, and hated it, just so you know. He lied through his teeth to all of you people. Just let's be clear, because remember he said, I love the people and the food, right? But how quickly did he love the people and food when he had a chance to get out of there? He's like, I'm out of here, and he gave everybody the finger, right? So no one wants to play there. No player in the league wants to play there. And now you're getting another number one. Now you're getting another monster down there to ruin. He'll be miserable in 5 years, too, and he'll be begging to get out of there and want to kill himself. Let's face facts. It's what happens. I mean, it's proof in the pudding. Take a good look at your guy. He doesn't want anything to do with you. But you're going to manipulate that into even more picks. So congratulations. They win. As far as I'm concerned, at the end of the day, they win and everybody else loses. I mean, Memphis, I guess, wins because they get Ja Morant. But speaking of miserable, he'll be get him a therapist, too. When you sign him to his contract, get him a therapist so he can deal with how lonely he's going to be in 4.5 years when he's crying to his mommy on the phone, begging her to get him out of there.
That number two pick's been pretty much cursed the last 10 years, so that might not be a good spot for them, actually.
And remember, they've planted that guy number two automatic, that he's the number two automatic, no questions asked, a superstar. They've pinned him to be a superstar, this kid. This kid out of nowhere. Remember that, too. Remember, you know, oh, he's the greatest player ever because he can dunk. You know what I mean? That's what they're doing. This guy's a human highlight reel in college in a crappy division, dunking on everybody, right? And so now he's going to run the NBA? Good luck. Good luck with that. We'll see how that pans out. He'll need a therapist, and we'll see if he's dunking over all these monsters in the NBA. Grown men, because he's like a little, is he not little teeny-weeny legs, teeny-weeny arms, and a little teeny-weeny neck? He's going to get his face snapped. I want to see him dunk on everybody. He's going to go down there. He's going to go in there and post up on Durant, or he's going to take on Cantor, too, huh? Cantor will chop his head off. Good luck. You know, I mean, can you imagine that kid, that little skinny thing going in on Drummond and Blake Griffin? What's going to happen to him? I mean, Jesus, they'll kill him. They'll kill him.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.